Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Now, in the lead up to Terminator Dark Fate, the real Terminator 3, last time we talked about the real Terminator 3, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines. But this week, we're talking about the real Terminator 3, Terminator 2 3D.
Oh, the real Terminator 3.
The real Terminator 3. Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is a thing that was made.
This is news to me. This is, in essence, Terminator 2 pantomime.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Is what it is.
Would you also say that this is the point in the video where people leave a like?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
It's like YouTube pantomime. Leave a like. It's in front of you.
Press the thumbs up.
There's a bell icon. Ring the bell.
Anyways, this is a Universal Studios ride. You did a bit of traveling around the time that this was still a thing that was existing in the world.
If you say so.
Did you ever see it in the wild?
No.
Yeah.
Where did they put it?
It was in the US. It was in Japan. A fraction of it came to Australia, which I saw.
What?
20 years ago.
You've been holding on to this deep, dark secret for a long time.
I'll talk about it at the end.
Okay, but this is...
It's referred to as a mini sequel.
This astounds me that James Cameron signed off on this and, in fact, directed it.
Yes, correct.
It astounds me that Arnold Schwarzenegger, Edward Furlong, Linda Hamilton and Robert Patrick are all in it.
Reunites.
Yeah.
Robert Patrick even said he's run more in this than he did in the movie Terminator 2.
Look, credit to Cameron for bringing them all back when they could have just gotten a random dude in a police motorcycle helmet and sunglasses to do it.
Well, funny you say that, because this is a combination of a 3D movie and a live-action stunt show.
Experience.
Correct.
Like the Police Academy stunt show.
So if you allow me, I'll walk you through this situation.
Please.
I said situation.
He did say situation.
I'm going to render this. If you'll allow me, I'll walk you through the situation.
I can already tell it's going to be like I was there.
Sure. So, like all good rides,
yes,
the experience starts when you're in the queue.
Oh my God, does it ever.
Yeah.
So just looking at other people in front of you, going, how'd that guy get in front of me? It's bloody what this
Maybe
guy,
I should have shelled out for the fast pass.
This guy doesn't deserve to be in front of me. Look at this guy. He's taking selfies all the time. I'm sick to death of this guy.
I got my kids with me. Why can't I go ahead? I have my life. Anyway, starts in the line.
Incredible.
You see the Cyberdyne Interactive Network computer setup talking to you, or CIN for short.
Oh, they're ahead of us.
You get it. They're talking about the latest Cyberdyne innovations, right? So they're still around despite being exploded in Terminator 2.
They probably had a West Coast building as well.
Absolutely.
Or an East Coast building. They had an East Coast building because Terminator 2 sat on the West Coast.
Exactly.
Or they had a Middle America Cyberdyne Systems.
Well, they had a basement they didn't get. Like, yep, at the end of Terminator Genesis, I didn't sit through the credits. Is that what happened at the end?
There's something in the basement.
Fantastic, yeah. And then when you get inside, you're in the Miles Dyson Commemorative Theatre.
Okay, sure.
You remember him from the movies, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Miles Dyson.
Is there a statue of him holding like a weight over the top of a detonator? And it's a gold statue, just like a bust, and he's holding it.
But he's not out of breath, he's smiling.
Yeah,
he's
that's
having
right.
a good time with it, yeah.
And if you push a button, he goes, I'm having a good time with this.
Then the promotional video, which talks all about Cyberdyne, the great things that they're doing, which also has a Shaq cameo.
Oh, yes.
It was the 90s.
In character as Shaq?
I believe so,
the
yes.
The basketball player?
That's right. It's interrupted by John and Sarah Connor, who are like, don't believe the lies or whatever, there's Terminators every day. You thought we got them? Trust me, we didn't.
We're going to shoot. We've got a t-shirt cannon. We're going to give everybody a t-shirt that says Terminators every day. Watch out.
So it's also in these moments where they introduce the T-70, which is like the first bipedal Terminator machine. We get something kind of like that in Terminator Salvation. It's just like a blocky robot that's kind of waves its arms around in the Miles Dyson commemorative explosion theater. And then it's that point where the T-1000 enters to kill John and Sarah Connor. But the great thing about it is there's no continuity in terms of why is anybody dressed exactly like they were in the movies.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Why are any of these characters back? It seems to be the exact T-1000 in the exact cop/helmet situation.
Yeah.
Arnold appears to be the same Terminator from Terminator 2. He's in the same clothes.
But repaired?
Yes, I guess.
Because he's not, like, missing an arm and is this a...
Time travel.
But is this an in-betweenquel? Is this set during Terminator 2?
You know what? It might be an in-betweenquel because they did cut out that large section of the movie where John Connor suddenly became 17 years old and much taller.
That's right, yes.
But then they took that out for
and
the final edit.
Then he put on a bandana and a leather jacket, so he's like a mini Terminator. This is a real Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull situation. He's become a real mutt in this.
Oh, he certainly has, yeah. And it's at that point in the stage show, this is what you've seen because the video is available on YouTube, where you jump into the future.
Yes.
Again, breaking the laws of the Terminator universe.
They come out of the time portal fully clothed,
yep,
on a motorcycle.
Yep. Get your motor running.
John Connor's like, where are we? And Arnold's like, the future. You probably could have figured that out, John Connor. I mean,
your whole
life's been building up to this moment, actually. So,
yeah, so
this is good because this gives us precedent, genuine canonical precedent for the TV show The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yes.
And Terminator Genesis, where they go forward in time.
That's very
people
true,
people
are
like, well, they've never gone forward in time, have they? So it's not very logical.
Well, guess what? They did it in Terminator 2, the 3D experience.
And this time they did it fully clothed.
That's right.
With a motorcycle.
It would have been funnier if they'd ended up nude, though. Just nude on a motorcycle. Two men nude on a motorcycle.
Just tumble out of the time portal, yeah. This is the point in my notes where I've just written, he's got so many, but I don't know what reference.
So you clearly, you passed out.
I must have,
in the middle
of
this sentence.
It might be the bit where he keeps cocking the gun inexplicably.
Could be, yep. All
he
right.
just keeps doing it. Because, you know, he does it a couple times in T2 and it looks cool. But in this, they're just like, how many times can we work this into this 7-minute clip show that we've made?
Right. Yeah. He learned the trick. He's not going to learn another trick. So.
Yes. Oh, I don't know if I pointed this out earlier, but you mentioned that why not just get a guy that looks like Arnold or whatever. And that was Yeah, exactly. And that was the initial idea. But for the stage show portions of it,
they really got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They got him back.
Oh my God.
He's still doing it. He's not in good shape anymore. He hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad contracts in the 90s, man.
That's right.
What do you do? No, they got stage actors to do those roles.
Okay.
So they kind of cover him up with sunglasses and hats and bandanas and such.
Sure,
so
yeah.
You can't really tell.
In the stage version, they couldn't get Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they were like, okay, the T-800 showed up at like a church and they had to dress him as like an old Italian nonna. So he's just covered in just scarves and robes.
Infiltration.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it, yeah. Uh-huh. There is some new lore that's dropped into this for one time travel forward in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
T-70.
That's how it works.
That's right.
In the Terminator universe, if you go back in time, you lose your clothes. If you go forward in time, you keep gaining more clothes. So if you're like, is it time to build my new summer wardrobe? I'll just go through time.
And yeah, easy done, yeah. So some of the new lore is the T-70 is mentioned. Little drones?
Yeah, there are little.
What do you think of the little drones?
With little guns hanging off the bottom.
Not too bad. I don't mind that. The Skynet pyramid, which is based loosely off the Blade Runner pyramid.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Also, the final boss in this is the T-1000, which is a big.
It's T-1000. What's bigger though?
Yes, exactly.
And it's a bit of a spider octopus kind of situation. Yeah. I was kind of expecting the final boss to be like one of those ping pong ball paddles with the ball on there with a rubbery string.
Oh, there's
string
so
on
much
it.
Of that.
So I could be like, it's coming right at us.
Wave
tap
it at
tap
you.
A tap a tap a tap.
I watched a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff on this, and James Cameron basically says, look, the idea is to not make the audience feel like they're being poked in the face the entire time, but at the same time, it's sort of the point of this entire thing.
I mean, I watched this in 2D and I really did feel poked in the face.
Oh,
every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, remember the bit when the skull went up to the camera?
Yeah.
Some of the best. Can you imagine the iterations of the T-1000 between 1,000 and a million? What's in there?
That's a really good question.
Does he turn into a car?
An old Italian nonna?
A cow?
Old Greek nonna?
Yeah, sure. Variations on different nonnas.
A giant Greek nonna?
Mm-hmm. Stan Winston came back for this, you can probably tell, because it looks quite good. It falls down in the scripting department.
Yeah, boy, does it. But I think again, why did Cameron sign off on this?
I think because, like you said, it's like a pantomime stage show for kids, and you do the catchphrases, and you do the gun flip, and he's on the motorbike,
but
and
this,
whatever.
But I'm like, but how did they sell him on this? You know what I mean?
Well, they went to him.
The thing that you did, but much worse.
Well, they went to him with the storyboards, and I think the 3D element of it
intrigued him, right, okay.
Which he held on to and went, maybe I'll just only make 3D movies in the future when I travel to the future and get more clothes on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3D movies all the way to my grave, baby.
Okay, yeah. All right, maybe that's it. Yeah, that makes some element of sense. Yeah. But and then he just went, okay, then do whatever you want. I don't need to see a script.
Well, it was 3 weeks of night shoots to make it happen.
Yeah.
So it does. It looks expensive for the most part. I mean, they clearly put a lot of money into concrete and dust.
That's true, yeah.
And nighttime.
Bandanas.
Bandanas, certainly, yeah. And there's moments where, like, the CGI drones go over some rubble and some dust kicks up, so it's nice little kind of attention to detail. That's an element of practical being worked in with CGI, Mason. Do you get it?
I get things, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, do you want to know the cost of this?
Yes.
$60 million.
Good Lord.
The largest of its kind. T2 itself cost $100 million.
And that movie's like 2 hours long. So this costs $60 million.
Yes.
And the video portion is like 8 minutes long, maybe.
Correct, yes.
Wow.
So at the time, it runs for like 12-ish minutes. It's the most expensive film per minute, or it was at the time, ever made, if you can believe that.
Can't believe it. And also the cheapest pantomime ever made?
It may very well be. Okay, so I talked at the start about how I'd seen some of this in the past. Mm-hmm. I want you all to cast your mind back to the year 1999.
Did this end up at your high school or something like that?
Some of those situations. No, so I saw...
We're here to teach you kids that drugs are bad. Here's the Terminator.
So in 1999... there was this movie that came to Australia and around the world. It was called Encounter in the Third Dimension.
Okay, sure.
And the way they sold this, I saw it on television.
It smells an awful lot like edutainment, but all right.
There is elements of that for sure. But it just takes a whole lot of different 3D things from different 3D rides and experiences and whatever and mashes it together. And they sold it on T2 3D, the ride is going to be in it. And I'm like, absolutely. They even showed like the movie.
Showed the movie Terminator 2 in its entirety. When you're watching this.
No, they showed elements of the movie in it. So I'm like, okay, we're at least going to get some T-1000 liquid metal situation.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get the scene where the woman spears her husband through the face and through the fridge. Maybe that'll be in this ride for children. All right.
But what it ended up being was, when I saw this, was a mad scientist talking about how 3D works and the experience of theatre and how theatre's evolved.
Are you sure he was mad? He sounds very sensible.
Sure. Okay. Well, what he was trying to do, though...
3D works is you get cats and you put them in a meat grinder. That's how it works. That's a mad scientist. This guy sounds like a regular scientist.
Okay. Well, he's got a flying assistant robot. So
that's
about that?
Mad.
And also, the premise of this movie... No one cares about this.
I care.
The premise of this movie is that he's trying to revive Elvira?
Mistress of the Dark.
Yes, correct.
And she can only be revived by watching and being educated about 3D movies?
I guess so. And there's probably a 20-second moment in this movie where you see the T1 million and it just kind of pokes at you through the screen. And I'm like... this is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever been conned into in my entire life. So that is my experience with T2 3D.
Did Elvira come back?
Yeah, at the end.
How was she looking?
The same. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, it's a stage show. What do you want? You know what I mean? It's not
there's terrible. There's a little bit of gunfire going on. That's pretty impressive.
There's some squibs.
Yeah.
There's some kicking up dust. There's some great Stan Winston real Terminator skeletons.
Yep.
Mucking
Skellingtons,
about. Skellingtons, thank you. Yeah. It's fine for what it is, right? For the first real Terminator 3.
Well, I guess in that sense, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Again, mystifying, but...
yeah, the thing is...
do you think they should bring it back? Do you think they should do a Terminator Dark Fate, the 3D experience?
Okay, well, here's...
educational viewing for children?
Here's the
and
thing.
And for selling products?
Sure. So they actually closed this down and replaced it with Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. Before that happened in some regions, it was updated for 2015's Terminator Genesis.
Oh, my goodness.
Including the removal of the Shaq cameo.
Ah. Oh.
I know, right?
Was LeBron or who is it?
I don't think it's anybody anymore.
Oh, no. It's disappointing.
Anyways, this is the real Terminator 3. But if you want to come back soon, we're going to be covering the real Terminator 3 in Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
And we will continue to cover every Terminator 3 for all time.
Because they'll never stop making them.
That's right.
This trilogy of Terminator 3s is really wearing me down, I'm going to be honest.
It's all right. There's only three more to go.
I guess.
There's always three more to go.
That's right. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. You want to swing around next week? Hit a subscribe and bloody come back for it. We don't mind.
We don't mind at all. We'll have your company.
What's your favorite Terminator 2D, 3D, the stage show production?
Not the thing we just watched, I tell you that much.
I mean, it's the only one, but it's probably that, I guess. Is this good? Did you see it? Is it good? I can't tell.
Did you make it? Are you that guy? Is James Cameron listening to this?
Why, James Cameron?
If you played the mad scientist in that educational video, hit us up.
And I hate you. Anyway, we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Of course, we've got an episode coming up on Terminator, the real Terminator 3, Dark Fate.
That's right.
But also every week, every Monday morning, we talk the news of the week. We pick a topic. We go for it, don't we?
Absolutely go for it.
Listen to it on the way to work. Listen to it on the way to school. Listen to it while you're
hurtling through time into the future.
That's exactly right.
Do it before you're buried under a mountain of sweaters.
Anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
See you guys at a different time.
Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.